your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Call.
The Prime Minister says skipping school must become a thing of the past. He's setting out plans for parents in England who refuse to pay fines when their children don't turn up to class to have their benefits docked. The penalty of £60 goes to £120 if it's not paid in 3 weeks and will then automatically be taken from child benefit if it's unpaid after 28 days. David Cameron thinks it's an important issue.
There's a system of fines for parents whose children are persistently truant. What we're saying is make sure those fines are paid by taking that off people's child benefit, and I think that would be a real incentive for parents to make sure they get their children to school every day.
A teenager who repeatedly stabbed a man at a bus stop in Gravesend has been locked up for 15 years. Brandon Gurr attacked his victim on Milton Road in broad daylight in February. The homeless 18-year-old has been found guilty of attempted murder. Another teenager has been sentenced to 8 years in a young offenders institution for wounding with intent. A second man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following a stabbing in Ashford. The 47-year-old victim was reportedly struck 5 times outside a pub in Kennington on Friday night. He remains in a critical condition in hospital. The 20-year-old suspect from Ashford is being held alongside a 24-year-old man who's also from the town.
This is KMFM News.
A woman's been rescued after getting trapped in reeds in a river in Canterbury. Emergency teams and a member of the public managed to pull her to safety from a weir in the Great Stour near Barton Mill Road just before 8:30 last night. She was checked at the scene by paramedics. It's emerged two marshals and 3 other runners managed to save the life of a man who collapsed during the Tunbridge Half Marathon. The 44-year-old suffered a cardiac arrest towards the end of the race on Sunday. Organisers have now revealed a group of competitors and volunteers gave CPR until paramedics arrived. Andy Blundell is the race director.
Obviously, our thoughts are with him and his family, and we hope he makes a swift recovery. We're just so grateful that all the guys who were on hand to give help did all the right things to enable him to survive.
The man was flown to a London hospital and is now out of a medically induced coma. KMFM's been told a new operator has been found to run a popular Kent attraction. It's after the future of Kent Life near Maidstone was put in doubt when the current company that runs it confirmed they were pulling out at the end of November. The 28-acre site was originally part of the Ellington Castle estate and is now a heritage farm and also hosts weddings. Families across Kent are being encouraged to leave the car at home and walk to school. International Walk to School Month is underway in a bid to get children and mums and dads more active. It's something already being done by around 40,000 families in the county each week. Patricia Williams is acting deputy head of St Francis Catholic Primary in Maidstone. She says it makes a huge difference.
We're really happy to be promoting the Walk to School campaign. We hugely value it here because we know the children arrive at school with the smile on the face, the energy, that readiness for the beginning of their day to look forward to learning.
And a West Kent fish and chip shop's been named as the best in the region. Papa's Barn in Ditton has come up top among London and South East chippies and will now compete for the Independent Takeaway Fish and Chip Shop of the Year title. The winner will be announced in January.
KMFM Sport.
As the Rugby World Cup continues, a mini version is underway in part of Kent. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, hundreds of children are taking part in Touch Rugby as the mini youth games get started in Medway. All of the teams involved have been given names of the nations in the main tournament. Here's organiser John Hatchett.
If we can, you know, introduce some sport at a young age, it's such a healthy thing, not just in the sense for fitness or personal healthy lifestyle, but there's studies that shows that, you know, it helps with things like just concentration and doing homework at schools and better behaviour. It's just, you know, if we can get every child out there into at least, you know, one sport at something, you know, we're doing the right thing.
The youth games will include different sports throughout the rest of the school year. Elsewhere in England centre, Jonathan Joseph has urged the Rugby Football Union to stick with head coach Stuart Lancaster. His position is under scrutiny after the World Cup hosts went out of their own tournament in the pool phase following defeats to Wales and Australia. There's still one match to play, that's against Uruguay on Saturday. And in football, the England squad will meet up today ahead of their final Euro 2016 qualifiers. Roy Hodgson's team take on Estonia at Wembley on Friday before heading to Lithuania on Monday.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.